Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Asia. May I please have your zip code?
In just a minute. What is the name of your company?
I do work at a third party co-
I'm sorry, what did you say?
I do work at a third party call center that serves multiple companies.
Okay, so do you have anything to do with Proactive?
The product Proactive? The skincare product?
Yes.
No, ma'am.
Okay. So is there any other Proactive thing that you would have that you would be working with or working for?
Okay, Proactive is a company, so I'm not sure. I'll have to try to locate an account for you.
Okay, what did you say Proactive is what?
Proactive is a whole nother company. That is a brand name, so we don't
If you have something that says Next Generation Proactive, is that something that you work with?
Proactive is a skincare brand. Are you calling in about a skincare product? Are you calling in about because you see charges on your account? What are you calling in about today?
I'm calling in about charges on my account that do not belong to me because I have not received any product from Proactive.
Okay, is that the merchant's name on your bank statement or is that the product's name?
I don't know. It says Next Generation Proactive is what it says on my statement.
Okay, the merchant's name could be Lovely Skin and they may sell a watch or a purse. So I will have to try to locate an account for you. May I please have your zip code?
Yes, it's 72758.
All right, could you provide me with their first and last name?
Joanne Weber, W-E-B-E-R.
And that zip code is 72758, correct?
Yes.
All right, and what's the charge amount?
$92.90.
Okay, give me just a moment while I try to locate an account with that name on it.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, nothing's popping up there. I've tried your zip code and also that phone number. And you said the first name was Joanne?
Uh-huh, J-O-A-N-N-E. Or it could be under my husband's name, possibly. His name is Richard, but if you're not able to pull it up under anything else, then...
Okay, you said J-O-A-N-N-E. I'm going to try to look it up by your first and last name. And what was that? Could you spell the last name for me?
Weber, W-E-B-E-R.
Okay, nothing's popping up there.
I got your phone number off of the bank statement.
Okay, I could try your email address. After that, I may have to try the first 6 digits of that card number and the last 4 digits to see if it's under someone else's name.
Okay, so you need the last 4 digits of my card number?
Okay, I'm sorry?
You want my email address?
Okay, I'll get the email address first. If that doesn't work, I'll need the first 6 and the last 4 digits of that card number. Could you provide me with your email address?
Yes. It's Mama Web, MAMAWEB, the number 5, at yahoo.com.
Now it's MAMAWEB5@yahoo.com.
Uh-huh.
Okay, nothing's popping up there either. It says no results found. So, okay, the last result is the first six digits and the last four. Could you provide me with the last?
I can give you the last four digits, but those are the only numbers I have because I had that card destroyed yesterday and replaced with a new one.
Okay, it may pull up over 100 accounts because a lot of people have the same last four digits. So I'll try to locate the account that way. Could you provide me with that number?
Yes, 9061.
Do you know someone named Sandra? Let's see if you know any of these people.
No, I don't know. The only person I know, Sandra, her name is Sandra, would never have done anything like this. She doesn't have any access for all that kind of stuff. She had not had my card number or anything.
Okay, when was the card charged? What day?
Yesterday, the 26th.
Okay, so nothing's popping up with your first and last name on it. So I would advise you to contact your bank about those charges because I can't locate an account with that information. It would have been great if I had the first six digits. I'll get in a more exact search, but I don't have that, so I can't locate that account.
Okay, yeah, I already called I already went to my bank yesterday when I was home. Right now, I'm not in Arkansas. Right now, I'm in Texas. So I went to my bank yesterday and talked to them about it. They canceled out that card with that 9061 number, and they gave me a new card. And they are using that for me, that charge.
Okay, and I do want to let you know, because I'm going to try something else really quick. I do want to let you know, once you do a dispute with your bank, I'm not sure if your bank told you how a dispute worked. What they will do is give you a temporary refund. They will also do an investigation to see if those charges are valid. And your bank cannot override any company's terms and conditions, so then they may do a chargeback on your account. So I'm going to try to look your account up another way really quick.
Okay. And you also, you might look under my husband's name, which is Richard Weber. But that's not the same. He doesn't have the same card number, so the number would not be the same. So you'd have to look under Richard Weber.
Okay, I'm going to try your phone number really quick. I'm going to see if I can locate an account through a different portal. Give me just a moment.
You can try my phone number, and then I can give you his phone number as well, and you can try that one.
Okay. Ryan, for security purposes, could you please verify the address on this account?
It's 13969 Pyramid Drive, Rogers, Arkansas, 72758.
Okay, I do see where you purchased our aloe vera face cream and the serum. This is where you had to pay just the shipping and handling at the day of purchase. And then after that, in our terms and conditions, it does state, and this is what your bank will look at, it does state that you have 14 days to try the product. If you don't call back within those 14 days, then on day 15th, you will be charged the full amount for that product.
Okay, well, whenever I did order that, but when I did, it didn't, because I've been stuck by this kind of a thing before, and I specifically read through everything in there, and it said nothing about canceling within 14 days.
No, what I can do for
that ad.
Okay, so your bank will go to our website. And also on our website, it gives you the pricing for each of those products as well if you don't call back and get it canceled out. So they will match those charges. Now, what I can do for you is offer you a 35% refund off of that charge at $92.90.
Okay. Well, what can I do to cancel that? Because I don't want to be charged for anything else on this product.
Okay, so let's see.
Because I can tell you, I bought the same product through Publisher's Clearinghouse, and it didn't come, it wasn't even close to $92.90.
Okay, now I do want to let you know, being that you stated that you disputed the charge, what you will have to do is you can get your bank to call back by, they could call back by themselves, or you could call back with your bank on the line, and they will have to verify that that dispute has been dropped, so we're able to go ahead and issue you that 35% refund, because I can't do it, being that you stated that you disputed the charge. I could tell you how much it is if you decide to call back to get that refund.
Okay, how much is it?
Let me see really quick. I'm going to go ahead and cancel out your account while that loads, and then I'll give you that amount. Okay, so 35% of that $92.90 is $32.51. So I'll put in your notes that you'll call back with the bank on the line so you're able to get that refund.
Okay, well, I'm not going to be able to do that till next week because I'm not home.
Okay,
I'm
that's
Texas,
fine. I'll
I
just
live in Arkansas.
Okay, so also with that, I'm not sure how long your bank will take to well, they'll have to still drop it. So you can always call back when you have time. We are open 24 hours, 7 days a week. I'm not sure if your bank has a customer service line that is as well. But we are open 24 hours, 7 days a week. So you can always call at any time of the day. I'll just make sure that I notate that you will have to call back with the bank on the line. So just give me just a moment, and I will also provide you with your cancellation number as well.
Okay.
I'm almost finished. Give me one more second.
Okay.
All right, just let me know when you're ready for that cancellation number.
I'm ready.
That number is 662-95, F as in Frank, 67, E as in Echo, and the number 4.
Okay, so that was 662-95, F as in Frank. 67, E is in Edward, 4.
That is, okay, and that is correct. Did you get the number 4 at the end?
Yes.
Okay, so that is your cancellation number. That is proof that you called in and got it canceled out. Once you reach your bank and let them know that we offer you that 35% discount, I'm sorry, refund, then you'll be able to get your refund, but you will have to call back with the bank on the line in order for us to issue that.
Okay.
All right.
I'll take care of that next week when I get home. I'll be home on Monday. So and the bank's closed Monday because it's a holiday. So it'll have to be Tuesday. So.
All right. Well, I do want to say thank you for calling customer support, and you have a great day.
All right. Thank you, Asia. I appreciate your help.
You're welcome.
Bye-bye.